about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Are you ready for the biggest and best week-long event of the year? Cool April Nights is back and better than ever. April 21st through 30th, Cool April Nights is the perfect opportunity to showcase your classic cars. Pre-registration is open now at CoolAprilNights.com. Classic cars, live entertainment, cornhole tournament, drive-in movie, and so much more at this year's Cool April Nights. For a full lineup of events and to pre-register, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. We've been at this for over 20 years. We've got tips. We've got advice. We've got ideas to help you get through those challenges. If you don't know where to start, give us a call. If you're stuck in the middle, give us a call. You can actually not even call us. You can go to moneypit.com/ask and record your question right there. We'll answer it the next time we're in the studio. Lots of ways to reach out and get the answers you need to take on the projects you want to get done, because it's spring and we're all doing projects right now. It's a great time to work inside the house or outside the house. Coming up on today's show, a new survey is out, and it revealed the germiest place in the kitchen. Now, I know you're thinking cutting board, countertop. No, it's neither of those. It's not the faucet. We're going to share this very surprising source of all that contamination in just a bit. And I think, Leslie, when we do, you're going to be thinking, oh, my God, I touched that thing like a dozen times a day. Yes, you do.
Try like a gajillion times a day. It's pretty gross.
The better you are as a cook, the more you touch it. That's we'll leave it at that.
And also ahead, if you've been striving to create a lush green lawn around your home but feel like you're constantly losing that battle, you might be tempted to throw in the towel and start from scratch. So we're going to share the tips on the best way that you can get that luscious green lawn you're looking for.
And nothing says spring like throwing open the windows and breathing in some fresh spring air. But if your screens are filthy, you might be sucking in something that's not quite so fresh. So we're going to share a formula for a quick and easy screen cleaning just ahead.
But first, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. So let us know what you've got planned for this spring season. Whatever it is that you are working on, Team Money Pit can help you get those projects done. So let us know so we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, go to moneypit.com/ask, click the blue microphone button, and then tell us your question. We'll call you back the next time we're in the studio.
Heading out to Ohio, we've got Mark on the line who's looking to do a kitchen on a budget. What's going on?
Got a kitchen. It is sadly in need of a renovation. But like to do it on a budget, like you said. We're looking at IKEA, but then I've seen a couple of things on there that say IKEA doesn't last very long, and then there are other ready-to-assemble companies out there, or maybe some other ideas on where to go. I mean, I don't mind putting the work in. I just don't want a $30,000 budget.
Well, I'll tell you, my experience with IKEA in terms of quality has always been very good with their kitchens. I bought some IKEA kitchens years ago when we turned an apartment in my house. we use a two-family house, like a mother-daughter. We turned that sort of small apartment into a studio with a little sort of office kitchen for myself. And those cabinets have worn very, very well over all these years. Now, I will say that what I find about IKEA now is that the prices on the cabinets have gotten really expensive from where they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
I also like the way they install, because unlike traditional cabinets, you know, with the wall cabinets, you put a bar on the wall, and then you attach the bar, and then you hang the cabinets off the bar. So you don't have to secure
right.
every single cabinet individually, which makes that process a lot easier. And on the base cabinets, there's no kickboard built into it.
They have feet.
Yeah, that's right. They have feet. So you put a ledger board on the wall. I guess it's about 6 inches off the floor. And then you rest the back of the cabinet on that ledger, and the feet go in the front of the cabinet, and then they can be adjusted to get them just right, just level. And then there's like a kickboard that snaps over the whole thing. So I think the installation is super smart.
Yeah, and Tom's right. I mean, their prices have come up. I do like their shape. I like their finishes. They have some fun colors if you're looking for something a little different. And I like their hardware. So it's like, from that perspective, I do like the look of an IKEA cabinet. I think if you're trying to stay more budget conscious, if you go to a big box store and try to find something that is definitely an in-stock option, that's going to be your best bet. If you have to assemble it from a big box store, that's also going to be more cost effective.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the install process there is going to be a little bit more than the IKEA install process. It just depends on how much you want to do. Anytime you have to customize anything, that's when the numbers start to go up.
Right. I plan to do all the work myself.
We bought a house this past year, a two-family house, and it had a kitchen from probably the 1950s. A friend of mine saw it and said, looks like a mustard bottle exploded in here, because it was all yellow and plaid and weird, you know. So I took those cabinets out, and I used stock cabinets from Lowe's. And they had like a shaker-style cabinet, a white cabinet. And I bought all cabinets for that kitchen, which is a pretty much normal full-size kitchen, for under $2,000. And it was a bit of a hassle to put them in, mostly because the house was very, very slopey, so I had to be creative about, you know, getting the installation just right. But I saved a lot of money on that. And then for the countertop, I used the Deich Coatings product called Luxrock, and I built the plywood countertop, and then I covered it with the Luxrock product, and it looks just like granite. And so that was a super budget kitchen, the whole thing probably with the hardware. Oh, I did use IKEA handles, though, by the way, because I like the design of them.
Their hardware is gorgeous.
IKEA had a role, you know, but had the inexpensive role. Anyway, it came out great, and it's been wearing very well. So you got some options over there, but I think that's a good overview of what you're up against.
Okay. I like the idea. My son did IKEA, and he likes his really well. He said it went in really easy.
Yep.
But then I just started reading, you know, other reviews. It was probably what it was. It was probably part of an ad for somebody else, and they got this guy to make it look like IKEA, you know.
Yeah,
it wasn't as great, but
too.
You know what? Let's go look at these people. So I think that's what happened. So, we're going to make an appointment with IKEA, and I think we'll do the, I got Home Depot nearby, so we'll look at them as well.
Yeah, check them out. All right. Hey, good luck with that project, Mark.
Bye now.
Karen in Nebraska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I had a tile floor put in my bathroom, and where you walk in, the grout has chipped out, and so I called the tile guy, and he came and he took that piece of tile out and regrouted it, and it's happening again. Is there something I can use just to seal that up, or do we have to regrout it a third time?
Well, if the grout is falling out, then sealing it's not going to change anything. It sounds like the grout might have been not mixed correctly. Perhaps it was too dry. Is it falling out in the same place that it fell out the first time?
Yes.
Karen, is it a small tile or a large tile?
I think it's 12 by 12.
Okay, and you're not seeing any cracks in the tile. It's just strictly on the grout.
Yeah, just the grout is chipping out. And it's just in the one place, the same place he replaced it.
Well, when you say he replaced it, did he just sort of fill in the missing areas, or did he actually really physically take out all the old grout?
He took out the old grout and put in a new tile.
You're going to have the tile guy come back again, pull out the grout, and try it one more time. But have him look this time carefully to see if there's any movement in the floor there that's causing this to happen. Because I agree with Leslie on this. I definitely think something's going on there that's causing it to loosen up. It shouldn't be happening. If the grout was not fully removed the first time, then I would think that maybe, you know, it just wasn't adhering. But if it's completely, totally, completely removed, and it's still coming up, then I think that there's something unstable about that floor surface, and that's why it's popping up. You're going to have to get the tile guy involved again. It's definitely not a maintenance issue.
Okay. Well, I will do that for sure then.
All right. Well, good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you this very first weekend of spring from the Angie Studios. Tackling home projects has never been easier. Just tell Angie what you need and they can handle the rest, start to finish. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, as you scrub, wipe, and wash your way across the kitchen, you might be surprised to learn that the germiest spot is not the countertop, the cutting board, the refrigerator, or even the faucets. We'll tell you what is when the Money Pit returns.
We live in a money pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that. But also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business. Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's DaichCoatings.com. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, what are you working on this Money Pit weekend? I know I'm calling it a Money Pit weekend because I feel like there's always lots of projects that you can be working on. How do you tackle your home improvement projects? Are you a do-it-yourselfer? Well, if you are, let us help you make sure that you don't become a do-it-to-yourselfer. We're going to give you some ideas and solutions to make sure you do all those projects the right way. So listen to the Money Pit podcast.
Now we're heading on over to Iowa, where Brian has a crack on the wall that keeps on coming back. Tell us what's going on.
Well, yeah, I built this home about 6 years ago and noticed it, you know, within the first year, really, that in just one of my bedrooms. I have a crack that comes up from my bedroom going into my bathroom door, and it kind of almost goes up probably close to 2.5 feet, 3 feet, and it comes and goes depending on the year. I've finished over it a couple times on both sides of the wall into the bathroom and here, and I've tried to refinish over it. It keeps coming back, and my builder looked at it, can't quite figure it out. And
this is what we call a Groundhog Day home improvement project, Brian, because it just keeps happening over and over again, right?
Yeah. It's just, just originally I just tried to cover it up and see, make it look better. And
all right, well, here's the thing. You've got a very normal crack in a wall there. Cracks often form over doors, like exactly what you're describing there, because that's a weaker part of the wall. And for whatever reason, you had some settlement in your house, and it caused this crack to open up. The fact that you're spackling it is not going to solve it. It solves it for a season, but it won't solve it permanently. What you need to do is you need to sand the area of the crack pretty well, because I want you to get rid of all that extra spackle you've been putting on there. Then I want you to add a layer of fiberglass drywall tape, which is sort of like a netting. It's a bit sticky-backed. And then I want you to spackle over the fiberglass netting, over the fiberglass tape, on both sides. Start with a narrow bead of spackle and then open it up wider and wider and wider. And that on both sides of the wall will make that wall strong enough to stand up to the movement that will happen the next time the wall expands or contracts. You can't just spackle it because you're not really doing anything to bridge that gap. You bridge that gap with the tape, spackle over the tape, now you've got a permanent repair. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, good luck with that project, Brian. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're heading on over to Delaware to chat with Ruth, who's having an issue with water heating. Tell us what's going on.
Our water heater I'm guessing it's around 12 years old, and whenever I use the hot water, it doesn't seem to last very long. And so a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago, my husband and his friend, I guess that's what he does for a living, they emptied the water heater. They put two new elements in, but in my opinion, it's still doing the same thing. Like it didn't change the length, how long the hot water lasted.
And this is an electric water heater?
It's not gas. It's electric, yes.
And so when they replaced the elements, they tested both elements to make sure they actually work?
I'm not sure if they did that. I don't know. He said they put new elements in. I'm assuming I guess I could ask them later if they did that.
Because here's the thing. When you have a water heater that's electric and it runs out of hot water quickly, it's usually because one or the other of the two elements burn out or the control circuit breaks down so that they don't actually come on. So what you do as a technician is you run a continuity tester on these coils, and it's a way of determining whether or not they're working or not. Electric coils for a water heater is just like a light bulb. Either works, doesn't work. There's no in between. And so the first thing I would do is check the continuity on both of these coils to make sure they're both physically working, because what you're describing to me sounds like one is not, and that could be the whole source of the problem, okay?
All right.
Ruth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, guys, keeping the kitchen clean is an important way to keep your family healthy, but as you scrub, wipe, and wash your way across the kitchen, you might be surprised to learn that the spot in the kitchen with the most germs isn't a cutting board, it's not a countertop, or even the handles of your sink.
Yeah, listen to this. Hunker recently reported that according to a study published in the Journal of Food Protection, the germiest place in your kitchen, the area with the highest amount of cross-contamination, can be found on the spice jars. I mean, it's gross. It makes a lot of sense, you guys. Of the almost 400 spice jars sampled, 48% of them contained cross-contamination, and spice jars had the highest concentrations across all kitchen surfaces. It turns out that spice jars were more than twice as contaminated as surfaces like your countertops, and even the scientists doing the studies were surprised, pointing out that most research on the cross-contaminations of the kitchen surfaces due to handling of raw meat or poultry products had focused on kitchen cutting boards or faucet handles. I mean, it makes sense because, think about what you're doing when you're prepping to cook, right?
Right, you're handling the raw meat, you're grabbing the salt shakers, the pepper shakers, the garlic, the tenderizers with those meaty hands, right? And then dousing the meat, the poultry, the fish, whatever it is, with the spice, and then you're putting it right back in the cabinet. So it never gets cleaned, right? I mean, I think we all know that when we're done prepping the meat, we wash our hands, right? But not in between all that. So, yeah, pretty gross. But now you know.
I guess we should be putting all the spices in little glass jars like they do on all the cooking shows. We should put whatever we need in the little jars, put everything on the counter. Yes, it's more to wash, but, I mean, ugh, how gross that we're doing that.
Now that you know that that's where a lot of the contamination is, I think it would be smart just to clean out your spice rack once in a while and just wipe the outside of the jar. You know, that's not that big of a deal. Do it, you know, every week or two, and that will certainly cut it back, if not eliminate it completely.
All right, fine. Take away my cooking show dreams. That's fine.
Tara in Pennsylvania is on the line with an insect question. How can we help you?
Hi. I was just wondering, we have a bunch of earwigs that's up underneath our siding, and it seems like they're always there, and we were just wondering, you know, what can we do to get rid of them? Is there anything that's attracting them there?
Well, look, they're probably looking for food, so something is landing on that siding and attracting them. Generally, when they're not up high like that, it's advisable to trap them. Like a trapping program will reduce their population. But if they're up on the side and crawling on the building, I'd probably go straight to a pesticide management program, some sort of chemical control. The University of California recommends a pesticide called Spinosad, S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D. And there's a number of commercial products that are available that have that in it. And that should be probably the best way to control them and stop them from coming back and encourage them to go to somebody else's house to infest.
It would be helpful. Well, along those lines, as far as insects go, we get crickets down in our basement.
Spider crickets.
I guess they're spider crickets. I'm not sure. Little black crickets. But every year they drive me crazy because my bedroom's downstairs.
Why don't you call a pest control operator like Orkin and have them just do a general spraying for insects? You can probably, you know, put just the right pesticide in and around your home in a safe and effective way that will reduce both problems, stop the earwigs and stop the crickets, and just get you a lot more comfortable.
Well, that would be great.
And you know what, Tara, with the cave crickets, we get them where I live on Long Island in the basement. And, you know, I always feel bad when my sister and brother-in-law sleep over because they'll sleep on an air mattress in my basement. And I'm like, the spider crickets are going to leap on you because they totally gross me out. But if you take some double stick tape and just put it around the perimeter of the room, you know, in the interim while you're waiting to treat, they do tend to congregate there. And they'll get stuck, and then you can just pick it up and toss it in the morning.
Well, that's a good idea. I was just using some, like, indoor spray every year when they come around, and then, you know, I'm sucking up the crickets constantly, dead crickets everywhere. And along with them and stink bugs, it hasn't been fun.
Yeah, I bet. You know, Tara, when it comes to making decisions as to whether or not you should go with a professional or use the sort of the do-it-yourself approach, I always feel that if you go with a pro, they're actually going to use less pesticide than you're applying yourself, and it'll be done in exactly the right manner with just the right amount to take care of the problem. I think people tend to overspray when it comes to the over-the-counter pesticides and actually put themselves in greater danger. Does that make sense?
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've been striving to create a lush green lawn around your home, but you feel like you're constantly losing that battle, you might be tempted to just throw in the towel and start from scratch. Well, we're going to share some tips on the best way that you can get that luscious green lawn when the Money Pit returns.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd at the Redding Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, bounce houses. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, $5 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. Redding Sportsman's Expo, April 1st and 2nd. Go to www.reddingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Pedigo Redding, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, Crown Motors, and California Customs.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And if you go to llflooring.com/profiles, you can listen to the brand new season of the Profiles Podcast. Especially if you are a pro, if you're a builder, a remodeler, a contractor, an architect, an engineer, a designer, a decorator, we've got 6 new episodes at llflooring.com/profiles where we interview some of the best pros in the business. And let me tell you, these guys don't hold back. You're going to get tips, ideas, information that would have taken you years to come up with on your own. You'll enjoy every one of the episodes at llflooring.com/profiles.
Time to talk window replacement with Nick. Tell us what you're planning on working on.
I'm looking to replace 10 of my windows on my split-level house. On the front 4 windows, I will be removing all the vinyl siding and getting down to the plywood directly. Is there an advantage to using new construction windows versus replacement windows? I feel the new replacement would allow me to use the nailing flange, but I wasn't sure if that is an added advantage or not.
So, Nick, as you know, the difference between a new construction window and a replacement window is the installation. With new construction, you have a flange around the outside of the window that goes against the sheathing. But, of course, if it's an existing home, you have to take the siding off to accomplish that, which really adds to the expense. And I don't think it really gives you anything in terms of efficiency or strength or really any reason to do that. If you have traditional wood windows, let's say, in the existing home, and you can remove the sashes in double-hung windows, that's the sliding part that goes up and down, a replacement window would be ordered to fit inside that existing wood space that used to be the whole outside perimeter of that window. And then it gets trimmed and all the molding is covered or wrapped with aluminum so that when it's all done, it looks like very natural and like that's the way it's always been. I would strongly encourage you to do that. Now, in terms of choosing the windows, regardless of whether you go new construction or replacement, make sure you're getting a good quality Energy Star certified window. Check for the National Fenestration Rating Council sticker that's on the outside of it. That NFRC sticker is important because it will give you sort of an apples-to-apples comparison ability because it appears on different windows, on all windows, you'd say, and you could look at the different stats that it shows you, and you'll be able to know if the window's really efficient, because I do find that with replacement windows, there's a lot of misinformation out there. So do your homework, choose a good quality replacement window, have it professionally installed, and I think that's going to save you some money and give you a much more efficient home as a result.
Well, we know you would love to have a lush green lawn this summer, but is seed or sod the best way that you can make this happen? Here's what you need to know to make that call. Well, both sod and seed options will get you a lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood, but with sod, it's going to happen a heck of a lot faster. Now, if you seed the lawn in 16 to 18 months and under perfect conditions, and if you take care of it properly, you'll end up with what a piece of what sod looks like today.
Yeah, but a year and a half faster, right?
Right, exactly.
In either case, soil prep is really a very important thing that has to be done. All lawns will fail if you don't fix the soil before you start any of this. So the first step is to do a soil test so you know what you're starting with. And then you need to rototill, add compost, add sand. If it's a heavier soil, then you're going to add some starter fertilizer. And once that's all done, only then can you lay in the seed or the sod, depending on which way you decide to go.
Also, you've got to keep planting times in mind because they're very different for seed and for sod. Now, sod can be planted any time of year as long as you've got the water to take care of it, and seed can only be done earlier in the spring or in the fall, and if you try to seed a lawn during July or August, it's just going to dry out. Now, the other thing to note is that sod is not available in blends. It's made for sunny areas, and with seed, you can buy different blends that are going to do well in a shaded area. Sod, for the most part, should only be put down in a sunny area. Now, Tom, do you remember when we redid the driveway and they put the sod down, and then we had that, like, week of, like, 4 million degree temperature and more sun, and no matter how much we watered, like, it did not work in that situation for us, and we ended up having to seed, like, a month and a half later. But I don't think no matter what amount of water we could have put on it would have helped it at that point. It was just too hot.
That's why you really have to do this in the fall and not, or the very early spring, because you need a certain amount of time for those roots to grow. If the roots are too short, then it dries out that much quicker. But you know what? Regardless of whether it's seed or sod, it really does come down to that watering. And if you don't have a proper watering plan, it's just not going to grow.
So, for example, when you put down a seed lawn, you need to water very frequently, but for very short periods of time, because the seed is not just, is only sitting really on that top, say, like quarter inch of soil. So that's where you need it to keep moist. Once it germinates, then you start watering for longer periods as the root system goes down deeper into the soil. So remember, water daily, but water strategically and water accurately, and you'll have a very beautiful lawn that'll last you from spring through summer through fall.
Heading out to York, Pennsylvania, we've got Bob on the line who's got a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Hi, thank you, Leslie. We have a laminated floor that's builder's grade. It was put in when the home was built about 16 years ago on a concrete slab. It's a single floor rancher. And we're wondering whether we could put luxury vinyl tile directly over that, or does that laminate need to be removed?
First of all, it would be unusual for a laminate floor to be glued down over concrete even 15 years ago. It may be that the joints between the laminate floor panels were glued together, which was common when that material first came out. But to actually glue that down to the concrete would be rare. So if you can do any type of investigation, maybe in a closet or someplace that's not, you know, that obvious, to see if those tiles are actually adhered to the floor, that would be the first thing that you should note. Secondly, you said luxury vinyl tiles. I think you're talking about, are you talking about the luxury vinyl plank, like the extruded vinyl planks?
Yes, sir, the kind that snap together, yes, sir.
Right, okay, yeah. I mean, you can go on top of what's there as long as it's flat and solid, which it sounds like it is. The only thing I would caution you about is to watch the transitions. You want to make sure if you're going between rooms that when you put the added thickness on it, it doesn't cause a tripping hazard. If you're in a kitchen area, you don't want to like block in a dishwasher. So sometimes you put flooring in that's too thick, and it makes it very hard to pull that dishwasher out when you ultimately have to replace it, which will probably happen. So if you just keep an eye on those transitions, then there's no reason you can't lay it right on top of that existing floor. You're going to leave like a quarter inch or so, quarter to 3/8 of an inch short gap between that floor and the baseboard molding, or you could take the baseboard molding off and have it just go up to the wall, then you put the baseboard molding down to cover that gap. But you leave a little space because it's going to be, there'll be some level of expansion and contraction, and that will definitely be necessary so that it doesn't buckle. Does that make sense?
It does. Thank you very much. Very helpful.
All right. Well, good luck with that project.
All right. Thank you very much, folks. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Still ahead, is there a winter's worth of dirt and grime on your windows screens? We're going to have some step-by-step tips for easy cleaning next.
Live in a Money Pit.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your projects as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list, from major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from EdenPure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the EdenPure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com.
That's RoofMax, MAXX.com. Hey guys, we're excited to announce that season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, you love The Money Pit? Well, we love that you listen to it. And now you can listen when you want. So follow The Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now we're heading over to Virginia, where Margaret has a question about a bathtub. Tell us what's going on.
We have an old cast iron tub, and it's real rusty in spots, and I'm wondering what we could do to restore it.
Now, when you say real rusty in spots, are we talking about big spots, or are we talking about like small little ones from a chip here and there?
No, we're talking about big spots because the water, it was not good water when we first moved here, and so it had a lot of wear and tear on it. About 40 years before we moved here, and we've been living here probably about 45 years. So
your tub's almost 100 years old, huh?
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, look, it served the house well. It's not going to last forever. It needs to be reglazed at this point. And I've had some experience with folks that have tried to reglaze these tubs inside the house, and it can be done. It's an awfully messy and intensive job, and unless it's done professionally, it doesn't seem to last very long. There are home reglazing kits. Rust-Oleum makes one that's for tub and tile, but I wouldn't expect it to last all that long. The best way to do this is to have the tub taken out and reglazed. But if you're going to do all that, you might as well replace it and not have that reglaze unless it's particularly beautiful. I think those are your options. It's not easy to do a touch-up to something like this when it's just got it's got almost 100 years of wear and tear on it.
Oh, it's yes. Okay, that was my question. I appreciate that.
Well, nothing says spring like throwing open the windows and breathing in some fresh spring air. But if your screens are filthy, you might just be sucking in something not quite so fresh. So here's the easiest way to get those screens scrubbed.
Yeah, first of all, you've got to remove the window screens from those window frames and then lay the screens on a flat surface. Your driveway is perfect for that. And use a mild soap and water and a soft bristle brush to remove that dirt and grime. Now you want to clean both sides of that window screen and around the inside and outside of that frame.
Now next, use a hose to rinse those screens off and then lay them out in the sun to dry. Now, you may be tempted to use a pressure washer on the screen. Don't do it. The force of the water is just too much, and it can definitely destroy that screen in like a second. You'll be very, very sad.
Yeah, and by the way, while most window screens can remain in the windows year-round, they actually will last longer if you remove and store them during the winter months.
Yeah, because they won't be exposed to those UV rays from the sun 24/7, 365. You know, try to keep it only to the warmer months, and you'll double their life expectancy.
All right, we've got Carl on the line who's looking for a new water heater, trying to step things up over there. What's going on?
I'm interested in electric heat pump water heater, and I haven't found any information about how it affects the climate in the house. I put one in my basement, which is uninhabited, will it cool down my basement? Will I need to put some insulation between my basement and my living quarters due to the coolness of the air?
So, Carl, I don't think that installing a heat pump water heater, which is the most efficient type of electric water heater, is going to have any effect whatsoever on your basement in your particular description. You know, basically, the heat pump water heater takes some air in. It has a small fan. It takes air in from the top of the unit, usually blows it out the side. It doesn't heat or chill that air. I think you may be confusing the role of a heat pump in terms of an HVAC system that will supply warm air or cold air to warm or cool your house, the kind that has a compressor outside. Heat pumps are all self-contained, and they will have no effect on the room temperature, but they are going to have a big effect on your utility bills. And right now, there's lots of great rebates for them, I think up to around $1,000. So you'll find that the prices have come down on them, the rebates have gone up, and I think it's a really smart move and a good way to get away from an electric water heater, which, let's face it, that is the most expensive way ever to heat your water. Heat pump's a much better choice.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with pros who know how to deliver a job well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, Lori has her spring project all picked out. It's installing a brick paver walkway. We're going to walk you through that project. You see what I did there? Lori, we're going to help you with that project next.
Live in a money pit.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision.
Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Pound that stone down into the ground. And as you do this, you'll find that it starts to sort of adjust and settle and lock together, and it gets almost as hard as concrete by itself. Sure, you'll be huffing and puffing a little bit as you go through this, but it's totally worth it because that solid stone base is what's going to hold those brick pavers right on top of them. Now, in terms of the pavers, you're going to work on the outside perimeter first, and you're going to use an edger, an edging product that will kind of hold that area in. And then when you put the interior bricks down, you lay some sand in there, very thin coat, put the bricks on top of the bedding sand, and you stack them up. They're all modular. You'll try to design this so you have as few cuts as possible. And by the way, when you decide the width of that walkway, do it in such a way that there are no cuts. Make sure you have full bricks that you'll use at either end. And when you're all done, you use some additional paver sand to fill in the gaps. Water it because it helps it all settle down, and you are totally good to go. But remember, good base means a really good finished product.
All right, next up we've got Al in California who says, I have a house built in 1910. It has steel plumbing pipes that seem to be rusting and forming small leaks. I know I have to have a replacement, but what's the best way to proceed because it seems like a big job?
Yeah, it is a big job. Based on the age of your house, that's the original plumbing. And as what you're describing, you may not realize this, but it's rusting on the inside of the pipe. When you cut those pipes out, you're going to see that there probably is a very small space left where the water passes, and you probably don't have great water pressure. So you do have to replace those. Here's how I recommend you do that if you can't do it all at once. Do all of the visible and accessible pipes. So if you're on a crawl space or a basement, or you can easily get to them, all of those horizontal pipes tend to rust more than the vertical pipes. Everything that you can possibly get to, replace, and you can replace it with PEX, cross-link polyethylene. Very easy plumbing pipe to work with. No soldering, no torches. Very easy to do, and you'll see an immediate improvement. And then as you start to work on the interior walls, or if you open something up and you find more of that steel pipe, then you replace it as you go.
All right, Al, good luck with that project. It's going to be a big one.
Happy spring, everybody. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are just about out of time. But remember, if you've got questions on those spring projects, we love, love, love to hear from you. So go to moneypit.com/ask. Check out the new tool we just put up there called SpeakPipe. Basically, it's a button. You click it, you record your question, and it comes right to us. We'll play it on the air and give you an answer in the next show. But for now, that's all the time we have. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Money Pit. Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRocha. The death toll from the twisters in the Deep South currently stands at 25.
Mississippi residents recounting frightening tales of survival after the tornadoes tore through the state Friday night. In the tiny community of Silver City, homes ripped off their foundations, leaving scattered piles of debris. The town of Rolling Fork was flattened. Survivors describe seeking refuge in bathtubs and hallways and covering children with their bodies as the twister surged all around them. Jason Walker reporting.
A suspected gas leak and explosion at a chocolate factory in Pennsylvania Friday had killed at least five people, injuring dozens more. West Reading Police Chief Wayne Holman.
The emergency responders, including the fire department and law enforcement, immediately responded to the scene to secure the area and provide assistance to those affected. We are very thankful for the assistance we are receiving. The cause of the explosion is currently under investigation.
Former President Trump was in Waco today for a rally kicking off his 2024 presidential campaign. The former president explaining to his supporters why he's running for the White House for a third time.
I watch other people run for office. I mean, Mike Bloomberg spent $2.5 billion. He never got past the first question, right? So, but I do it again because I love you and I love our country.
Russian President Putin announcing plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus as a response to Britain's decision this past week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. And the Israeli military says two soldiers were wounded, one severely, in a drive-by shooting in the occupied West Bank. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Gordon Moore, the influential co-founder of Intel Corporation, has died. BBC correspondent Abigail Maudsley reports on how his influence set the breakneck pace of progress in the digital age with a simple 1965 prediction.
With a PhD in chemistry and physics from Caltech, Gordon Moore began working on semiconductors in the 1950s. He and his friend and colleague Robert Noyce were among the co-founders of the Fairchild Semiconductor Corporation before setting up Intel together in 1968. In the 60s, Moore famously predicted that computer processing power would double every year, an observation known as Moore's Law, although he later revised this to 2. This exponential growth has driven much of the world's technological progress for the past half century.
Moore was 94 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The man convicted of killing and injuring participants in a holiday parade in Wisconsin is going to be back in court this summer.
Darryl Brooks Jr. is serving six life sentences after he plowed his car into a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin in 2021, killing six people and injuring over 60. Now he has court dates in June and July. The three court cases involve a weapons charge, a domestic violence charge, and charges that he threatened an ex-girlfriend. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
California Governor Newsom has a plan for the homeless. Ask his allies in the Democrat-controlled legislature for a measure to be put on the 2024 ballot to authorize funding to build residential facilities where over 10,000 people a year could live and be treated. And a new AP NORC poll shows personal finances a major source of stress for about half of lower-income American households. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, Papa Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app and LL Flooring's Profiles podcast. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Happy spring. What are you guys planning for this weekend? If it has something to do with your house, you got a project you want to get done, maybe you started one and you're going to keep going on it, or maybe you're stuck and need some help. Maybe you don't know what to do, but you have lots to do. That's what we are here for. We're here to help you take on the projects you want to get done so you can do them once, do it right, and then get back to enjoying the beautiful spring weather. First thing you have to do is help yourself by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to do that. The preferred way is to go to moneypit.com/ask. Once you get there, you'll find a blue microphone button. You click that button, you record your question, and we'll answer you the next time we're in the studio. Or you could call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Coming up on today's show, we're going to talk spring showers and melting snow because they can leave your yard a very soggy mess. We'll show you how you can dry up those yards so you can start enjoying them all spring and summer long.
And if you enjoy seeing birds in your yard, but they don't seem to be that interested in seeing you, the solution might be as simple as adding the native plants that they love. So we're going to share some tips on how you can do just that.
And if you want to keep your houseplants healthy, watering is key. But what's the best time to do that? We'll share tips on how to know if your plants really need water and what time of day is most efficient for giving them the water they need.
But first, we want to know what you want to know, because if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. But we can't help you if we don't know what it is you want to work on. So pick up the phone, shoot an email, whatever it is, let us know how we can help you so we can get all of those projects off of your to-do list and put them in the done list.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
heading to Minnesota where Beth is doing some work in the bathroom and you want some toilet help. What's going on?
Toilet kept running. The water kept running into it. So I decided to install a new field valve and flapper. And I measured everything and I followed the instructions and I did solve the original problem, but now I developed a new one. When I flush it, the water goes into the bowl, okay, except now anything in the bowl goes to the top of the bowl, almost to the rim. And then when the tank itself is filled, then the bowl goes down slowly and it flushes, but then it only leaves a little water in the bowl. So I called the manufacturer and talked to them. He said, well, try plunging it because it might be a clog. So I did that. I tried hot water and bleach to see if I could get that, if it is a clog. And nothing has worked. And I don't know what to do. I give up.
I mean, that's what happens typically in a clog, is it'll fill to the top, and then the tank will fill, and then it'll, you know, that suction force will just bring everything down.
Yeah. And the ones that are the trickiest to diagnose is when you have a partial clog, where you have some water that's getting past, but not a lot. So I wonder if something is lodged in either the trap of the toilet or the line beyond that. And really the next step is to have a plumber come out and do a drain cleaning of that. I'll tell you a funny story about how this happened when my kids were younger. We had a toilet that was clogged in a downstairs bathroom, and I outside this bathroom we had a willow tree. And I knew that the willow tree roots used to get into the plumbing line, so I immediately assumed that was what it was. And I went outside and dug up my yard and found the pipe clean out, which was a couple of feet below the surface. And I snaked one way and snaked the other way, and I couldn't find any clog. So I thought, well, maybe it's between the pipe break and the toilet. So I decided to pull the toilet off. And don't you know that when I did that, I turned it over and noticed something blue in the bottom of the toilet. And of course, you're not supposed to have anything blue in a ceramic toilet. It turned out to be a little toy telephone that one of my kids had dropped down there that was letting just enough water through to trick us. And so you never know what's going to be in there. And if you have a partial obstruction like that, that could explain for what's happening.
Okay. Well, the only thing I can do then is to get a plumber.
Yep. You don't want a carpenter, that's for sure. Beth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Mike in Louisiana's on the line with a question about concrete. What's happening to it?
I have a crack in my foundation, and I was wondering what would be the best way to stop it.
So is this a basement foundation or a crawl space foundation? What's it look like?
I have on the slab, but I don't have a nothing. It's just a crack in the concrete, goes pretty much all the way across on one end of the house.
Okay, so is it the floor, or do you see it from the outside? Where are we seeing this?
Just in the floor. I just see it in the floor. I don't see it on the side. I've looked at it twice on the outside, and I haven't seen it.
All right, so that might not be part of the foundation, because when you have a slab-on-grade house, the floor area itself is actually not part of the foundation. Only the perimeter is. So that's a pretty standard crack repair. What you want to do is go to a home center and pick up a Quikrete, Quikrete, epoxy-based or patching compound. And that is something that you can apply to the crack. There's a number of different types of this. Some of it comes in a tube that you can apply with a caulk gun, and others you mix up. But it has to be a patching material because otherwise it won't stick to the old concrete. And then what you do is clean out that crack, you apply the patch, let it dry, and you're good to go.
Okay, I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jerry in Massachusetts is on the line with a very mysterious noise. What is going on?
Well, I don't know if it's the cold weather or what, but I get this loud, loud bang in my house. It's not a certain time of day. It can be at night. It could be in the morning. And I would say it's like a corner of my house, and I can't figure it out.
Does it happen when your heating system kicks on?
No, it's just random. It could happen at any time of day, and I can't figure it out.
Do you have a duct system, or do you have radiators that give you heat?
Baseboards.
Baseboard radiators. Okay. Do you have central air conditioning?
I do.
And does it happen in the summer as well as the off-season?
No. I only detect it in the winter.
Okay. Well, a couple of things here. First of all, if your boiler's not tuned up properly, you can get a condition called explosive ignition,
like if too much gas comes out and then the boiler ignites, it can do so with a bang, and that's generally disturbing and very unsafe. So I would make sure that the heating system was serviced. And the second thing that often causes noise that far exceeds its damage is something called a water hammer. And this can happen when water is running through the pipes of the house and stops suddenly. The centrifugal force of that water continuing down the pipe will cause it to move or shake, and that can result in a bang that goes almost end-to-end on the house. And the solution is both to secure loose plumbing pipes and install something that's kind of like a shock absorber for your plumbing system. It's called a water hammer arrestor. So those are the two most common in your types of heating system and plumbing system areas where I think sound can originate. All right, Jerry, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. What are you guys working on this spring weekend? We are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
Still ahead, with all the melting snow and rain, does your home suffer from a wet, soggy yard? Well, we're going to show you how to dry up those wet spots so you can enjoy that yard all spring and summer long when the Money Pit returns. Inflation is surging and heating costs are expected to skyrocket this winter. Traditional space heaters can help, but they're expensive to run and can be dangerous as well.
That's why we like the Gen 40 infrared heater from Edenpure. The 5-pound heater produces 50% more heat than big box heaters that are 7 times heavier, and it costs less to operate.
The Gen 40 heater works by combining infrared heat and convection heat to warm a room. These two technologies work together to deliver even and more cost-effective heat.
And it's completely safe to use around pets and children because there's no exposed heating elements and it has multiple safety features to prevent fires. You can even use the Edenpure Gen 40 to keep cool in the summer with the fan-only setting.
And right now you can get an additional $50 off the lowest sale price by using our discount code MONEYPIT50. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, and use discount code MONEYPIT50. Harsh winter weather can really wear on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with a RoofMax treatment. With more than 70 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
You know what I love most about Angie?
That they get the job done right?
Yeah, that, but also that they're there for you throughout your entire time in a home. From help moving in, finding a painter for those exciting first days decorating your new home, through all the repairs, and then even getting the house ready when it's time to sell.
That's so true. They can really help with any home project.
And it's easy. Just download the free Angie app or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com. Looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio, steps, or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating you just roll on.
Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula made from real stone. It resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion, comes in 15 colors, and updates any concrete surface.
Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you can listen to the Money Pit when you want, if you follow along with the Money Pit podcast. You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventures.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Matthew in Georgia's on the line with an issue with some hardwood flooring. What's going on?
I think the brand name is Mohawk Engineered Hardwood Floor in my house. and I'm having some buckling raised edges where the boards meet each other at the ends. And so I was asking the builder about it, and they said that, you know, it's acceptable to have some moisture inside there because of the concrete slab foundation. Even though they use a moisture barrier and it is a glued-down floor, that's still acceptable to have some moisture in there. So I was curious as to what is an acceptable amount of moisture, and should that moisture be causing the boards to buckle?
If the boards are buckling, something is not right. Those boards are not designed to be buckling. Buckling is not a normal condition of hardwood floor, of engineered hardwood floor, and if that's what you're seeing, something's wrong. What exactly the level of moisture should be in that floor, I really don't know. There's going to be a spec that the manufacturer is going to say that if the floor is more than X percent, you know, damp, don't use this product. I'll tell you, I know that engineered hardwood is popular today for these types of floors, but you're much better off with an engineered vinyl plank than engineered hardwood. First of all, it looks just like hardwood. I dare say you'd be hard-pressed to tell the difference, and the stuff is totally and completely waterproof. You're not going to have issues with swelling. And if this is a newer house and this floor was put down, I think you got a potential claim here because it certainly should not be buckling.
See, they're telling me that they're not going to do anything about it because the edges raised up are less than an eighth of an inch.
Oh, well, that's outrageous.
At all.
That's outrageous, yeah. And whose standard is that less than an eighth of an inch? An eighth of an inch buckling is okay. They're going to give you a letter from Mohawk saying, you know what, if you put our floor down and the edges buckle up an eighth of an inch, that's no big deal. That's how we designed the product. I don't think so. How old is this house? When did you move in?
I bought it in March, and it was built in November.
Does it have a warranty on it?
Yes, it does. It has a one year warranty for things like this, for trim being out and things like that, creaky floors and stuff like that. But then that has a 10-year warranty for structural issues. And so that kind of leads into my next question for you is I'm having some issues with my yard draining. So I took a line level and I measured the grade of my yard, and it's actually a negative slope. It's about an eighth of an inch per foot, back down sloping towards my foundation. So
hold on for a second here, Matthew, okay? Because you're getting away from yourself. We're going to break this up, okay? All right. I understand you're excited. You got a lot going on. But there's something very, very important you have to do right now.
Okay.
And that is, did you craft a letter to the builder and to the warranty company reporting all of the things that you have found wrong with this house? You've got to do that, not just notice to the builder, but you've got to notice the warranty company too, because notice to the builder does not constitute notice to the warranty company. So you have to notice both of them before this year is up. So it sounds like you're getting very close to that now. So I want you to draft a letter, and I want you to send it certified mail, return receipt requested, to both the warranty company and the builder. Put everything in there that you suspect so that it can be proven that these claims existed before the year was up. Okay?
It seems to me like the warranty and the builder are the same entity, though. You get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying, but there's going to be a warranty.
I have is quality builder's warranty, you know, but every time I call the warranty office, I get the builder's office, customer service office.
Whatever address is on that warranty and whatever address is the builder, you've got to protect yourself here by documenting that these things happen. Look, I used to do a lot of arbitrations. Is one of the many jobs I had sort of over the years for these warranty companies that were back in builders. And I think the warranties, for the most part, they try to sell it to you like it's a warm blanket, but I find it's a wet blanket, and it really doesn't give you much coverage whatsoever. And I also have seen builders that like to be Mr. Nice Guy up until the day after that first year expires, and then they become like ghosts. You never see them again. But you need to notice them that this is a problem, and you need to demand that it be fixed. I would also, after you get done with that letter and that notification process, I would also contact Mohawk, speak to their technical service department. These are not just people that answer the phones. These are experts. And tell them what you're seeing. Send them photographs. Get their expert opinion as to whether or not this is acceptable or not. Because I don't think it is. I've never heard of a flooring company that would permit an eighth-inch lift of a board like that.
I'm writing all those down. So
I think it was done wrong, okay? So write the warranty company and the builder with this and anything else you suspect is wrong with that house. And then also, once that's done and off and on the mail, send it, you know, send it by email, send it by certified mail, just document that it's been sent.
Okay.
And then after that, talk to Mohawk simultaneously to any conversation you have with the builder and find out what their specs provide for. But I would be shocked that they told you that having an eighth inch lift on the board, because it's a tripping hazard. Someone didn't get hurt on that.
Right.
Was acceptable. I don't think it is acceptable. And I think that floor has to be torn up and replaced.
Okay, yeah, I was told if they can slide a credit card over top of it and the credit card does not get stopped, then it's within tolerance.
Yeah, but an eighth of an inch you can.
Yeah, eighth of an inch would probably be about 10 credit cards.
Yeah.
So I guess going on to my second question, with the yard draining back into the foundation, could that raise the moisture levels inside the concrete slab?
Certainly, yeah, because what happens is slab's very, very absorbent, it's very hydroscopic, so if you have a lot of water that's collecting in the foundation perimeter, it could definitely raise the moisture level of the slab. Also, if you didn't have gutters that were properly installed or properly extending their downspouts away, all of those things
contribute. The downspouts not connected.
Yep, those could all lead to additional humidity and moisture in that slab that could lead to the condition that you're seeing right now. Okay?
Awesome. Thank you so much for your help. I really do appreciate
it. You're welcome. Good luck with that. Let us know how you make out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when spring comes around, a combination of snow melt and rain, that can spell disaster for your basement and your landscaping. And that water can no doubt cause a lot of damage if it goes where it shouldn't.
Now, yard drainage is a topic that most folks only deal with when it becomes a big problem like a flood. But it can definitely impact landscaping and also make the yard a really hard place to use and enjoy.
So here's where you start. First of all, your number one defense against water is cleaning your gutters. You got to make sure they're clean, and you need to make sure they stay clean. Even if your property is graded correctly, water pouring right off of the roofline of your house is definitely going to find its way into your cellar. So you have to make sure that either a gutter extension or a splash block at the base of each gutter is there.
Now, once you've covered your bases in terms of the gutter runoff, it's time to take a look at the grading or the angle of the soil around your house. The grade needs to slope away from the house, not towards the house. And not even flat. I mean, it's got to slope away. The 10 feet of ground closest to the house should slope down by at least 6 inches in order to keep that water away from the foundation. Now, if you get pooling water, that can suffocate your plants by depriving their roots of oxygen, so you have to make sure that your garden drains properly as well.
All right, now that's going to handle any water that pools around the foundation. But if your yard gets soggy, you might need another solution, and that's called a curtain drain.
Yeah, now a curtain drain is a drain that's basically dug in to the yard at the low point, and it's usually done by digging a trench that's about 12 inches wide and 12 inches deep. Now, it used to be that you had to put stone in and then pipe and then more stone and then filter cloth and then more stone and then grass. It was a really big pain in the neck. But now there are manufactured products like the Easy Drain system that basically is sort of a one-piece curtain drain. So you dig the trench, you lay it in, you lay the Easy Drain in there, you cover it over, and it basically collects the water on its way sort of downhill, and then it can sort of run it around the house. So, like, if you have a situation where, say, your backyard neighbor is higher than you are and that his lawn, like, slopes into your house, well, you put the curtain drain in the middle of the yard. It's invisible when it's done, and as his water hits that curtain drain, it gets sucked up by the drain and gets discharged around the side of your house, and your yard will never flood out as a result.
All right, now, a lot of people might be thinking also about a French drain or a dry well. Are those effective ways to get rid of water, and what really do those do, or how do they move water around?
Well, I mean, a dry well can be a useful tool in dealing with small drainage problems where directing runoff into the open is not feasible. A porous, like plastic cistern, is basically installed in the ground, and it's surrounded by stone, and it kind of lets the water fill up the cistern and then slowly work its way back into the soil. And there are also sort of all-in-one systems available that really simplify putting in those French drains, as I was saying. But basically, if you pay attention to the water coming off your roof, I think you'll find that in my experience, is the majority of the problem. Too many times people just have that water collect at the foundation, and it either floods out a patio behind the house, floods the yard out, or it can even flood the basement. So start at the roof and work your way down from there.
All right. Lots of good advice to move water. This is the Money Pit, broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects well done with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you enjoy watching beautiful birds make your home their home, we're going to share some tips on the best plants that you can use to attract birds to your yard this spring. Coming up when the Money Pit returns.
888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Satisfy your cravings with Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading. Enjoy breakfast burritos from 9 a.m. to noon for only $6.99. And don't miss Taco Tuesday. Choose from chicken, beef, or ground beef tacos for only $2.25 each. Roliberto's Taco Shop also offers burritos, taco salads, and delicious combination plates, including two crispy tacos, a taco and enchilada, taco and tostada, carne asada, fajitas, and more at Roliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street in downtown Reading. Mention you heard this ad on KCNR and receive a free taco between 6 and 9 p.m. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout or join us at Roliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, watching beautiful birds make your home their home can be a very welcome experience. We love watching around our house the amazing hummingbirds as they dart from our feeders and flowers throughout the warm weather seasons.
Now, if you'd enjoy seeing birds in your yard, but they don't seem to be that interested in seeing you, well, the solution might be as simple as adding the native plants that they love. So joining us with tips on the best plants to attract birds to your yard this spring is Shebar Ali, the CEO of Gardens for Wildlife. Welcome, Shebar.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So we have folks that are all over the nation, and we want to give them some advice on the best plants to attract birds to their particular yard. I know that that's difficult because I think what I've read from your materials is it really comes down to choosing native plants for their particular area. Can you give us some examples maybe of the types of native plants that might be good in general for some of the maybe the corners of the country, and then where we can figure out how to get the native plants for our area?
Yeah, absolutely. So native plants is the key thing because they provide the food sources that ultimately birds rely on for their young. A couple of the most popular ones that are out there for attracting native birds to your yard would be things like eastern columbine, cardinal flowers. Of course, purple coneflowers are very popular. The trick with these various kinds of perennials is you want to know the size you're going to be because they get quite large in terms of their spread. So you can always trim them back, but the coneflower can get as high as 3 to 6 feet with a spread of, 2 to 4 feet. So when you plant them, they seem small, but you want to make sure you don't crowd them out as you're doing it.
So is there a way to kind of know what would be the best plant for your area? And are you kind of picking a plant to attract a specific bird, or you get what you get when you plant the right plant?
So it's a little bit of both. There's absolutely a way to find out what's the right plants for your yard. One of the things is the National Wildlife Federation, which is the organization that is our parent, has been around for obviously many, many decades. And they're focused on bringing back native habitat for a variety of native species. And they have this fantastic tool called the Native Plant Finder, the database where you literally put in your zip code and it gives you what are all the native plants for your specific area. And it's key because oftentimes people plant plants with the best of intention, but they're from other parts of the world. And so while they're pretty, they're not really doing the job that's important for the local wildlife that needs them.
And then as far as the birds go, I mean, is it just the birds that are in your area will naturally be drawn to those plants, or are you kind of planting a specific plant to attract, say, a hummingbird or a cardinal or something more specific?
So you can plant different ones that actually attract specific species of birds, for instance, based on the kinds of things like certain ones that attract hummingbirds in particular, which feed in a very unique way. But the key is actually what they're doing is they're attracting the pollinators, and oftentimes the pollinators, they're young. The caterpillars are the food source for many of the birds. And so those birds return when there is food for their fledglings that are in the nest. And without the caterpillars, so for instance, a cluster of chickadees in the nest will eat between 6,000 and 9,000 caterpillars during the short period in which they're developing, right? So you need to have more places where those caterpillars can be found, which means more of the native plants. So the more you plant, and I've done this in my own yard over the last 3 years, pandemic was great for gardening, and I planted lots of native plants, and the number of songbirds that have returned to my yard is just amazing. I mean, every time I look out the window, there's literally dozens floating around in the trees.
This sounds a lot like what you do when you plant a butterfly garden. Do butterfly gardens and native gardens that attract birds, are they many of the same plants?
Yeah, depending on where you are, absolutely, because the butterflies are some of the key pollinators. In fact, there are different kinds of flowers that you can plant for butterflies. Obviously, probably the most well-known is the milkweed for the monarchs, right, which are extremely endangered. I think the IUCN has classified them as endangered butterflies. And the reason why is because their food source, the milkweed, has been disappearing. And so this is one of the things people are planting a lot of. And we actually have a monarch conservation program at NWF for just that purpose. But there are lots of different kinds of butterflies that use different kinds of these native flowers.
We're talking to Shubber Ali. He's the CEO of Gardens for Wildlife about the best plants to attract birds to your yard this spring. So, Shubber, in addition to selecting the best plants, what else can we do to our sort of yard environment to make it attractive for birds? Should we be feeding them directly? What about bird baths, that sort of thing? Any way that they need to be protected that we should be aware of?
Absolutely. In fact, you've actually hit on a big thing, which is it's more than just food sources. And yes, you can put bird feeders out there as well. And I'll actually talk about the kinds of food that are the best for them. But it's also water. You know, every life form needs water. Having water sources in your yard for wildlife is important, especially the birds, whether it's for bathing or drinking, what have you. Also shelter, right? A place where they can protect their young and protect themselves from predators is important. There's actually a program that NWF has called the Certified Wildlife Habitat, and over 300,000 of these have been created across the U.S. Most of them, I think over 60% of them, are individual homes. So like my house is a Certified Wildlife Habitat, and that's the way you provide, you know, food, water, shelter, a place to raise young, all those together, not that hard to do, and it's amazing the impact you can have.
Now, what do you do about keeping those plants thriving? I mean, how do you go about feeding them or fertilizing in a way that doesn't harm the birds?
Well, the beauty is that native plants are the ones that we're here to begin with before we started terraforming and replacing them with, you know, these big sterile lawns that we all have and that have kind of rolled across the country. Native plants know what to do when they're here. And perennials, the beauty of them as well, which from a pocketbook point of view is also good, is that they come back on their own. Perennials last for years oftentimes. And so what that means is every year they're coming back bigger and better. And so all you really have to do is provide, you know, the basics, the mulch, protect it. Don't cut them down too much because the insects and things use them even throughout the winter. And the new ones will grow back the next spring. Don't use pesticides on them because pesticides are bad for the insects again as well, which has been bad for being a food source for the birds. Try to use natural pest control if you need to. What's really good is that by bringing the birds back, they actually serve as pest control as well because they're also eating the insects that bug us. No pun intended.
So, Shubber, you are the CEO of Gardens for Wildlife. I understand you're celebrating your 50th anniversary. Quite an accomplishment. Tell us about the things that Garden for Wildlife does.
So Garden for Wildlife is a program that was started in 1973 by the National Wildlife Federation, and it's focused really on a couple of things. There's education to let people know about the things that we've been talking about, why native plants are so important, how you can help wildlife by using native plants in your own garden, which is a very easy thing for people to do, especially when people feel like, I don't really know what I can do. The world seems like a big, scary place, and so many bad things are happening. Well, actually, you can make a difference in your yard. And so this program has been great for that. The Certified Wildlife Habitat program has been a big part of that. And about 3 years ago, NWF realized one of the challenges for people was, okay, they've been educated on native plants, but it's really hard to find them. If you go to your local big box retailer or garden center, most of what you find are invasive species from other parts of the world, which are pretty, they look good, but they actually serve almost no value to the pollinators and the, you know, the insects that need native plants. And so if you want to go and find native plants, it's often hard unless you can find local nurseries that carry them. A lot of these national delivery places where you can order native plants online, the problem is you still have to do the research to find out if they're native for your area. So NWF said, what if we created a platform that allowed people to just put in their zip code using that Native Plant Finder database and be shown plants that they can buy for their specific area and have them shipped directly to their door, right? So taking advantage of the Amazon world we all live in. And that is how GardenForWildlife.com was born. That's the company that is being spun out of NWF to make it easier for people to do this at home themselves.
Yeah, you got a great website. And as you mentioned earlier, all you need to do is to enter your zip code and it presents the native plants that are eligible for planting in your particular area of the country. So a really easy way to do this, to find the right plants, to attract birds to your yard so that you can enjoy them all year round, really, and especially in the warmer months when the birds are just so prevalent. Shubber Ali, the CEO of Garden for Wildlife, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Great tips, great information on how we can attract birds to our homes. And thank you so much for all the work that you guys do to keep those birds safe and give us the kind of tips that we need to be successful, both as home gardeners and as birding admirers. Thanks again, Shubber.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Now, if you'd like to find the native plants that work good in your part of the country, just go to garden4wildlife.com. Follow the prompts. There's a spot where you can enter your zip code. You'll be presented with choices for all the different plants that will help attract birds to your space. Again, that website is garden4wildlife.com.
All right, lots of good advice. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, if you want to keep your houseplants healthy, watering is key. But what's the best time to do that? We're going to share tips on how to know if your plants are really ready for a drink and when to add water.
Carrier's new IntelliSense technology is changing how HVAC dealers and technicians help customers. Available exclusively on Performance Series systems and Ecobee for Carrier thermostats, IntelliSense provides remote diagnostics and real-time updates, which means smarter techs and happier customers. With IntelliSense, Carrier dealers can monitor the health of HVAC systems and detect issues early, analyze fault codes, and recommend solutions. Learn more about IntelliSense, the simply smart choice for comfort and affordability. Ask your local Carrier dealer or visit carrier.com.
Hey, guys, we're excited to announce that Season 2 of the Profiles podcast is now available wherever you get your podcasts. If you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, this 6-episode series is designed to help you improve your business success. Because on the Profiles podcast, the focus is on pros teaching pros, sharing strategies and solutions to save time, increase profit, and improve customer satisfaction. The podcast features in-depth interviews with successful pros from across the nation who spent years building great companies. They offer specific and actionable tips, ideas, and insights that you can use to boost your business and grow your bottom line. The Profiles podcast is presented by LL Flooring, and both Season 2 and Season 1 are available on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Learn more at llflooring.com/pro, where you'll also find detailed show notes and complete transcripts of each interview. That's llflooring.com/pro. So join us on the Profiles podcast to listen, learn, and grow your business.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in a red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. They make tackling your project as simple as possible from start to finish. So start crossing things off your to-do list. From major renovations and home repair to help with a move, installation, or even cleaning. Angie doesn't just get your home projects done, they get them done well. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. A-N-G-I.com.
Are you looking for an easy DIY project that'll transform your concrete patio steps or walkway? Check out Roller Rock from Dice Coatings. It's a tough, decorative, textured concrete coating that you just roll on. Made from real stone, Roller Rock is a unique pre-mixed self-priming formula that resists water, stains, impact, and abrasion. It's available in 15 colors and can update any concrete surface. Order your Roller Rock today to upgrade your home's exterior. Go to DaichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti, and we are broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects not just done, but well done.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodels. Download the Angie app today to get started.
All right, now we've got Ruth in Michigan on the line. How can we help you today?
I have an older house that's in need of some pizzazz and wanted to put shutters over my vinyl siding. Is that possible, and how would I attach them?
Yeah, it's done all the time, and there are special fasteners that are used in that situation so that you pierce the siding
without causing a leak to happen. And most of the shutter companies will sell those as part of the shutter too. So you certainly can do that. You do want to be careful not to squish the siding, because remember, the siding is somewhat soft. And so as long as you're careful about the way they attach, you certainly can have shutters on top of vinyl. Okay, Ruth?
All right. Well, good. I was wondering if it could be a do-it-yourself project.
Absolutely. Ruth, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you want to keep your houseplants healthy, watering is key. But how do you know when the best time to do that is?
Well, the answer is, it depends.
Ah, that's a good one.
Well, it really does depend, because the best time to water houseplants can really depend on a lot of factors, like the type of plant, the water requirements for that plant, and the conditions in your home. But generally speaking, it's always best to water your houseplants in the morning.
Yeah, and here's why. Now, watering the plants in the morning is going to allow that plant to absorb all the water and the nutrients throughout the day, and any excess moisture on those leaves or soil can evaporate during the day when there's sunlight and warmth. Now, this can also prevent the growth of fungus and bacteria that are going to thrive in those damp conditions. Watering at night isn't recommended for those same reasons. Excess moisture can lead to the growth of mold and mildew, which can damage those plants.
Now, it's important to note that different types of plants have different water requirements. So it's always a good idea to check the care instructions for each individual plant to determine the best watering schedule. Now, Leslie, what is your system for determining when a plant needs to be watered? Do you just do it off the clock, or do you, like, stick your finger in it to see if it's a stamp?
When it looks sad?
Yeah, there you go.
When it seems dry? I keep one plant in the bathroom, and every morning when I take my vitamins and stuff, I put the excess water, dump it in there.
Oh, well, that's listen, you got a system. It doesn't matter how you do it. And who knows? Maybe the plant is doing well because it gets a little vitamin dust every time you do that.
It seems to be working. That plant in the bathroom is very happy. The other plant in the front, not so happy.
Yeah, you can't argue with success.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, broadcasting this beautiful spring weekend from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. When you need your next project done, Angie helps you get it well done. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, are you ready to dress up your deck with a fresh coat of stain for the season ahead? We're going to share how to get that project done when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now's the time to get a great deal on proven Kubota farming equipment. Tractors that are adaptable, versatile, and rated number one in durability and owner experience. Hay tools that are backed by a 2-year warranty. And durable Sidekick utility vehicles and SSV skid steers. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months now through March 31st. Visit KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Winter weather is upon us. When snow and ice and wind and rain can stir up dirt and grime on the roadways, impacting visibility and vehicle performance. So when the wash can't wait, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading, featuring car wash packages starting at only $9. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Com for details.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at moneypit.com. If you've got a question, we'd love to help you get the answer so you can get on with that project. Just reach out to us by going to moneypit.com/ask.
Stuart in Jamestown, Rhode Island wrote in saying, I built a wood deck about 4 years ago, and I haven't stained it since then. What's the best way I should be prepping the deck for a new coat of stain?
So this is a great question because, you know, you need to make sure that the surface is ready to accept that new coat of stain. So what I would do is I would use a deck cleaner or a deck brightener, and I would apply that, mix it up, apply it to the deck surface, let it sit, and then get a brush broom, kind of a, like the kind that you might use to scrub a floor with, and go ahead and loosen up the dirt all around and then rinse it off. I don't recommend you use a pressure washer because the thing is you're probably going to wear away some of the surface of that wood. And, you know, there's really no reason. You're not accomplishing anything there. You can do it with a deck cleaner. So brush it out, let it sit there for a bit, and then rinse it off. Now, if it's a hot day, you got to work in sections because you don't want it to dry on the deck. And once the deck is done, let it dry thoroughly before you stain it. I mean, we're talking a couple of days or even longer if it's damp and rainy out, because you don't want to stain a deck when it's wet. It just won't absorb the new stain properly. And lastly, when it comes to picking the stain, I would avoid using semi-transparent stains. I would only use solid color stains. They're going to last a heck of a lot longer because they've got a lot more pigment in them.
Yeah, definitely go with that solid. There's so many great color choices, too, that if you want to go a little daring with your color choice, there's something fun out there for you to find.
Well, spring is here, and that means homeowners across the country are going to start picking up their shovels for a variety of outdoor projects, whether you're planting trees or installing fences, building decks, and other such activities. It's important that you remember to make one phone call before you do any of that. And if you do, it could save your life and also save you a heck of a lot of money if you don't make that call. Leslie has the details in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. What are we talking about, Les?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. A recent survey found that more than half of the homeowners who plan to dig this season had no plans to check on underground lines or pipes. Now, if you dig without knowing the rough location of your utility lines, I mean, that's really a gamble there, guys. Even if you're lucky enough to avoid serious injury, you could still end up disrupting service to your entire neighborhood and possibly be responsible for fines and, you know, some hefty repair costs. Now, damage to gas pipelines can cause some devastating explosions. Every digging job requires a call. I mean, even small projects like planting shrubs or hedges, and whether you're planning to do something yourself or hire a pro, that call's got to be made. So you call 811 from anywhere in the country a few days before you plan to dig, and your call's going to be routed to your local one call center. You tell that operator where you're planning to dig and what type of work you're going to be doing, and your affected utility companies are going to be notified about your plans. And then in a few days, they're going to send a locator to mark the approximate location of your underground lines, pipes, cables, all of it, for free at no cost. So you're going to know exactly what's below, and then you can dig safely without, you know, blowing yourself up, destroying things, damaging everything, being responsible for thousands upon thousands of dollars of damages. I mean, all sorts of stuff. So it is a 2-second phone call that can save your life and save you a ton of money.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, adding a backyard deck is one surefire way to increase your home's living space. But is building a deck a DIY project? We say yes, and we'll share some guidelines to help you do just that on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit.
Looking for a restaurant that offers quality and value? Look no further than Dry Creek Station on Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. Family owned and operated, Dry Creek Station has been serving up delicious steaks, seafood, chicken, soups, and salads since 1992. Don't miss their house-made clam chowder and live music Friday and Saturday nights. And be sure to ask about their fantastic weekend specials. And the menu doesn't stop there. Come check out Dry Creek Station's new lunch menu, including their fabulous burger menu. Also, grilled chicken breast, beef ribs, fish and chips, a salmon filet, and their popular lunch special, taco salad with your choice of steak, chicken, or prawns. They also offer kids' meals. Join us at the Dry Creek Station for lunch from noon to 4 or dinner from 5 to 9. Open Tuesday through Sunday with happy hour from 3 to 5. Come on down to the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, where quality and value meet.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.